There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin down under where the Executive Council of Australian Jury's co-CEO Peter Wertheim has welcomed federal court orders requiring hate preacher Wissam Haddad to display corrective notices on social media. Justice Angus Stewart found Haddad guilty of violating the Racial Discrimination Act through anti-Semitic speeches titled The Jews of Al-Medina containing racist stereotypes. Haddad, also known as Abu Osaid, was ordered to publish corrective messages for 30 days, acknowledging his unlawful conduct. Across the Pacific to North America now, where Canada's special envoy on Holocaust remembrance, Deborah Lyons, has resigned. Under her leadership, funding grew, and initiatives like the IHRA anti-Semitism definition and educational reports were introduced. Praised for her commitment, Lyons highlighted the importance of national cooperation and community efforts. The planned South African National Dialogue aims to strengthen democracy, transparency, and inclusivity across communities. The South African Jewish Board of Deputies, however, has expressed concern over marginalization, exclusion from interfaith talks, and the minimization of anti-Semitic incidents. Notably, elected co-chair Imtiaz Suleiman for the event has made inflammatory remarks, including anti-Jewish conspiracy theories. The community is insisting that the dialogue upholds unity and respect to rebuild trust and promote a more inclusive national conversation. During recent restoration of a 120-year-old Siberian wooden synagogue in Tomsk, workers discovered a hidden century-old prayer book from 1930. Found in Soldiers' Synagogue, built in 1906 by Jewish veterans, the synagogue symbolizes Jewish resilience amid persecution. Now funded for renovation and planned to become a museum, the site will showcase the rediscovered siddur, emphasizing the community's enduring faith and rich history. Let's now look at what other stories have been making headlines this week. The United Kingdom's Intelligence and Security Committee warned of growing Iranian threats targeting Jewish and Israeli interests. An Alaskan creek once called Nazi Creek has been officially renamed after 80 years. The change gained support from local native communities and a nearby synagogue. In 1938, Indian man Kundan Lal Gupta secretly helped Austrian Jews escape Nazi persecution by forging visas. His grandson later uncovered his story, inspiring the book A Rescue in Vienna. Two rare 15th century Ethiopian Jewish manuscripts, including Torah sections, were discovered during a Tel Aviv University project. Melbourne's faith leaders gathered at East Melbourne Synagogue to stand against recent arson. Catholic, Muslim, and other faith leaders emphasized the importance of community respect and strength. Slovenia will ban Israeli ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, declaring them persona non grata for inciting violence and violating Palestinian human rights. Rut Shapira Ben-Naftali has criticized UN agencies for abandoning neutrality, condemning their silence on Israeli victims and suffering leading to and during the Gaza conflict. And finally, the 42nd Jerusalem Film Festival opened at Sultan's Pool, honoring Hollywood star Gal Gadot and producer Lawrence Bender. Gadot received awards for her contributions to international cinema and her support for Israel, expressing pride in her country and her desire to make Israeli films. Festival director Ronnie Mahadev Levin praised Gadot's global impact and her role in promoting Israeli culture. Mahadev Levin noted the festival's resilience amid ongoing conflicts, reaffirming its cultural significance during challenging times. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.